श्री चैतन्य चरितमृत आदि लीला चैप्टर 10 एंड फ्रॉम 23 to 30. ओके, सो इट सीम्स दैट फ्रॉम 123 ऑनवर्ड्स, एक्चुअली 124 to 126 has a short purport. Anyway, let us see. Like, it's a short purport, and then it goes to 130th verse. That has a long purport, so that's why we'll just read through. Let me briefly describe some of the devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri. Among the devotees who accompanied the Lord in Jagannath Puri, two of them, Paramananda Puri and Swarup Damodar, were the heart and soul of the Lord. Among the other devotees were Gadadhar, Jagadananda, Shankar, Bakreshwar, Damodar Pandit, Thakur Haridas, Raghunath Baidya, and Raghunath Das. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The Chaitanya Bhagavat Antalila chapter 5 states that Raghunath Baidya came to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when the Lord was staying in Panihati. He was a great devotee and had all good qualities. According to the Chaitanya Bhagavat, he was formerly Revati, the wife of Balaram. Anyone he glanced upon would immediately attain Krishna consciousness. He lived on the seashore of Jagannath Puri and compiled a book of the name Sthana Nirupan. Text 127. All the devotees were associates of the Lord from the very beginning. And when the Lord took up residence in Jagannath Puri, they remained there to serve Him faithfully. Text 28. All the devotees who resided in Bengal used to visit Jagannath Puri to see the Lord. Now let me enumerate the devotees of Bengal who first came to see the Lord at Jagannath Puri. There was Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, one of the biggest branches of the tree of the Lord, and his sister's husband, Sri Gopinathacharya. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The original name of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was Vasudev Bhattacharya. His place of birth, which is known as Vidyanagar, is about 2.5 miles away from Navadvip railway station, or Chapahati railway station. His father was a very celebrated man of the name Maheshwar Visharad. It is said that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was the greatest logician of his time in India. At Mithila in Bihar, he became a student of a great professor named Pakshadhar Mishra, who did not allow any student to note down his explanations of logic. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was so talented, however, that he learned the explanations by heart, and when he later returned to Navadvip, he established a school for the study of logic, thus diminishing the importance of Mithila. Students from various parts of India still came to Navadvip to study logic. According to some authoritative opinions, the celebrated logician Raghunath Shiromani was also a student of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. In effect, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya became the leader of all students of logic. Although he was a grihastha, householder, he even taught many sannyasis in the knowledge of logic. He started a school in Jagannath Puri for the study of Vedanta philosophy, of which he was a great scholar. When Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he advised the Lord to learn Vedanta philosophy from him. But later he became a student of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. To understand the real meaning of Vedanta, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was so fortunate as to see the sixth armed form of Lord Chaitanya, known as Sadbhuj. A Sadbhuj deity is still situated at the end of the Jagannath temple. Daily Sankirtan performance take place in this part of the temple. The meeting of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is vividly described in the Madhya Leela, chapter 6. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya wrote a book named Chaitanya Shatak, or the 100 verses of this book, 2 verses beginning with the words Vairagya Vidya Nijabhakti Yoga, are very famous among Gaudiya Vaishnavas. The Gaura Ganadesh Deepika 119 states that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was an incarnation of Brihaspati, the learned scholar from the celestial planets. Gopinath Acharya, who belonged to a respectable Brahmana family, was also an inhabitant of Navadvip and constant companion of the Lord. He was the husband of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's sister. In Gaur Ganadesh Deepika 178, it is described that he was formerly the gopi named Ratnavali. According to the opinion of others, he was an incarnation of Brahma. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitang Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishthang Sthapitang Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam Bandehang Shri Guru Shri Jutapadakamulam Shri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Shri Rupang Sagrajatang Sahagana Raghunathan Nitang Tang Sajivam Sadvaitang Savadhutang Parijana Sahitang Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Nitangscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapto Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranam Mami Hari Priye Bancha Kalpatarubhascha Kripa Sindhu Bhaye Vacha Patitanang Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vashadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai. The topmost region of the spiritual sky, which is known as Golok, has two chambers. One side of Golok is Vrindavan, and the other side of Golok is Navadvip. The description, I was about to say geography, of the spiritual sky is that beyond this material nature is Brahma Jyoti. When the material nature ends, the region of darkness. The region of darkness is covered by 8 layers. The layer of earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligent mind, false ego, and Maya, the region of Maya. These are the eight layers. Each layer is a layer of certain element, and the Lord is worshipped in those layers. For example, in the layer of earth, Varaha Devi is being worshipped by Mother Earth. In the region of water, Kurma Dev is being worshipped. In the region of sun, Vaishanar is being worshipped. So in this way, there are different regions beyond this grossly manifested material nature. These are the subtle layers, and each layer is 10 times larger than the previous one. So we can well imagine how vast each universe is. And then beyond that is the causal ocean, which is also described as Viraja River. And then beyond that is Brahma Jyoti, the region of light, spiritual light, not light that is generated out of electricity or fire. And in that region of light, there are many spiritual planets known as Vaikuntha. And in the upper region of Vaikuntha is Ayodhya. And further above that is Dwarka. And then beyond that is Mathura Mandal. And there is the Golok region. And Golok has one side of Golok is Vrindavan, and the other is Navadvip. So Navadvip is not just a place in the material nature. Just as Vrindavan is the spiritual extension of the spiritual sky in this material nature, similarly Navadvip also is an extension of the Golok Navadvip to this earth planet. And in Vrindavan, Krishna is enjoying. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda ki jai. Jai Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki. Jai Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki. Hare Krishna. The transcendental beauty of the Lord can only be experienced with the appreciation of the heart. It's not something that we can appreciate just with our eyes. And the beauty of Radha Gokulananda, of Bhaktivedanta Manor, is very, very outstanding. See, that is the Golok Vrindavan. That's the region. And this aspect, Lord Ramchand, Sitaram, Lakshman, Hanuman, is Ayodhya. So Ayodhya is a part of Vaikuntha, the upper part, upper region of Vaikuntha. In Vaikuntha, normally the Lord is manifest in his four-arm form. But in Ayodhya, Lord is manifest in his two-arm form. And in the spiritual context, lesser arm is more indicative of more advanced situation. In Vaikuntha, the Lord has four arms. And in Vrindavan, the Lord has two arms. And that two-arm form of the Lord is the original form of the Lord. Chaitanya Charitamrita describes Krishnero jateko khela tar modhe narolila Narobopu Taharo Swarup. Of all the activities and pastimes of Krishna, the most exalted are his pastimes like the human beings in his two-arm form. Because the human-like form is the original form of the Lord. Taharo Swarup. Lord Swarup is original identity, original form is two-armed. And in that context we can consider, I think it's from New Testament, yeah, or Old Testament, anyway, from Bible. The man has been created according to the image of God. They figured it out. Man has been created according to the image of God. So that means God's form is two-armed. Mm. So in Vrindavan, the Lord is present in his two-armed form. And in Vrindavan, the Lord is the supreme enjoyer. The supreme personality of Godhead is the supreme enjoyer. In Vaikuntha, he is not really an enjoyer, he is a manager. In his office he is a manager, but at home he is an enjoyer. So the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in his original identity, is the supreme enjoyer. And who is providing all his enjoyments? The personification of his enjoying potency, Ladini Shakti, Srimati Radharani. So in Vrindavan, Krishna, the supreme enjoyer, is enjoying with his pleasure potency, Srimati Radharani. And what he is enjoying in Vrindavan, he is distributing that in Navadvip. What is the Lord enjoying in Vrindavan? He is enjoying the loving exchange. The real enjoyment actually comes from love. Love leads to joy. Enjoy. Of course, in the material nature, it's a perverted reflection. The material nature is a perverted reflection of the spiritual world. In the spiritual world, real enjoyment is there. And that real enjoyment is being enjoyed or experienced by the supreme enjoyer, the supreme personality of Godhead. And he is the only enjoyer. Akole Ishwar Krishna. The only enjoyer is Krishna. And all others are meant to provide for his enjoyment. Therefore, everyone else is a servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. Krishna is the only enjoyer. And everyone else is enjoyed. And by being connected to his enjoyment, everyone else enjoys. In that respect, Prabhupada gives an example that a king arranges a big festival. The king can arrange the best arrangement, make the best arrangement. And whoever participates in there also enjoys with the king. It is not that the only king enjoys and everyone else suffers. In the spiritual context, while the Supreme Personality of Godhead is enjoying, whoever is connected to him also enjoys. So this loving exchange, Krishna is directly enjoying with his devotees. Krishna loves, the devotees love back. Then Krishna reciprocates with greater love. The devotee says, okay, I will love you even more. Then Krishna reciprocates with greater love. Devotee says, I love you even more. So in this way, a competition of love begins between the Lord and his devotee. So that is Vrindavan. The supreme personality of Godhead is enjoying through the loving exchange with his devotees. And the love that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is enjoying in Vrindavan, that love he is distributing himself as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In Vrindavan, he is Krishna. In Navadvip, he is Radha Krishna. That's the difference. Why? Because in Navadvip, in the mood of Srimati Radharani, Krishna is distributing. Krishna is the enjoyer. So he doesn't really understand how one feels when one loves him. He is the lover, but he cannot understand the joy that a beloved experiences due to this loving exchange. Especially he couldn't understand Srimati Radharani's love and what Radharani was enjoying, loving him. And he also couldn't understand what was there in him that Radharani is so attracted by. So these three things Krishna could not understand himself. Shri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kidrisha, the glory of the love of Srimati Radharani. Banai Bashaddo Jenad Bhuta Madhurima Kidrisho Ba Modiyo. In me, what kind of sweetness, Madhurima, is there that attracts Srimati Radharani like this? He can understand that he is attracted to Srimati Radharani. She has many, many features for attraction. She is so beautiful. She is so surrendered. She is so caring. She is so, all that Krishna can understand why she is so attractive. But he couldn't understand what was there in him that she is attracted to. Janadbhuta madhurima kidrisho va modiyo. And shokhan chasya madanubhavato kidrisho beti lobhat. By loving me, what joy does she experience? What kind of joy she experiences? Krishna understands he as a supreme enjoyer, how he enjoys. But how she enjoys, he couldn't figure that out. So, in order to understand these three things, Krishna appeared as Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Assuming the mood and complexion of Srimati Radharani. That is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna has assumed the mood of Srimati Radharani, the mood of love for him. In the mood of Srimati Radharani, he is loving himself. So there he is not Krishna in Vrindavan, in Navadvip. He is Srimati Radharani actually. Krishna became Radharani. Like his mood is full of love for him, love for Krishna, just the way Radharani does. And the complexion, Krishna's dark complexion is not really dark. Krishna's complexion has been compared to like this blue, the bright blue of sapphire, Ujjvala Nilamani. Nilamani means a sapphire. Sapphire and ujjwal, brilliant. And anyway, and Prabhupada also pointed out that Krishna's color, Krishna's complexion cannot be compared but to any material color as such. It's a spiritual color. So anyway, so Radharani's complexion is fair, Krishna's complexion is dark. Let us understand it that way. So that dark complexion of Krishna has been covered over by Srimati Radharani's complexion. And that is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in these pastimes, just as I mentioned, these are two different chambers. One side is Vrindavan, the other side is Navadvip. And those who are present in Krishna's pastimes, those who are associates of Krishna in Vrindavan, they are also there in Navadvip. And that is what is being described here. That is one aspect. The residents of Vrindavan has also participating in, is also participating in Krishna's pastimes as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And others also got promoted. Those who become qualified, they got promoted. Like one personality is Brihaspati. Very exalted personality. He is the guru of the demigods. So now, in this pastimes, Brihaspati has been promoted as Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Very learned. So learned that he was considered to be the greatest exponent of Vedanta philosophy of that time. He was proud. He was the greatest exponent of Vedanta philosophy. But Krishna, the Sanskrit word for pride is garba or darpa. Darpa. And Krishna is darpahari. He's the destroyer of pride. Wherever there is any display of pride, Krishna takes care of it very nicely. So that's what he did with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. But his doing that was very sweet, very pleasant, the way he did. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, especially as Krishna, as Krishna is rough, sometimes he can be very heavy. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was always very mild and mellow. Especially when he is destroying something. So here he is destroying the pride of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. He was very proud of his learning. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived in Jagannath Puri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually came alone. He got upset with his associates, especially Nityananda Prabhu. One day, while they came to a river, Athero Nala, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to take bath. And he kept the danda with Nityananda Prabhu. You please hold it for the time being. I'm just going to take my bath. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to take bath in the river, Nityananda Prabhu had a very nice conversation with the danda. And he told him, "My dear sir, who do you think you are? The Supreme Personality of Godhead is supposed to carry you to hell with you." And he broke the danda and threw it in the river. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came back after taking the bath, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's reaction was, "Where's my danda?" Then Nityananda Prabhu didn't say anything, but others who saw it told what happened. That Nityananda Prabhu broke it and threw it in the river. Mahaprabhu became so upset. He said, "What do you think? My sannyas is a joke? Like I wanted to go to Vrindavan and you misled me and brought back to Navadvip, Shantipur. And now you broke my danda. I don't want to be with you all." Saying that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left and ran towards Jagannath Puri. Therefore, when he came to the temple of Jagannath Puri, he came alone. And he fainted, fainted in ecstasy. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was there at that time. And he was very learned, so he saw, apparently it seemed that there was no sign of life in his body. Mahaprabhu's ecstasy reach such a height. The height of ecstasy is a state called mrittu, death. That means one practically, all the signs of life disappears from the body. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya took some cotton wool and placed it in front of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's nose. And he saw that the cotton wool was moving softly. And so he recognized that his fainting is actually a sign of ecstasy, which he heard about, read in the scriptures, but never really experienced. Because no one ever displayed such ecstasy, ecstatic symptoms. So he carried this young sannyasi to his house. His students were there, and he was a very famous personality. He was actually the Sabha Pandit, the greatest scholar of the court of King Prataprudra. So he was extremely respected. And so he got Chaitanya Mahaprabhu carried to his house. In the meantime, the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Jagannath Puri. Nityananda Prabhu and others. And they found out, after inquiring, that yes, a young sannyasi came and he fainted. And then he was carried to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house. So they went to Sri Chaitanya, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house, and they found that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was still unconscious. So then they started to chant the holy name of the Lord. So Mahaprabhu came back to his senses. And there the devotees, there was Gopinath Acharya. He knew about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because he was, actually Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya also was from Navadvip. And they all were from Navadvip but shifted to Jagannath Puri. So Gopinath Acharya, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's brother-in-law, just happened to mention to him that this young sannyasi is actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya couldn't accept that. He said, I can accept that he is a very exalted saintly personality, but Supreme Personality of Godhead, give me a break. And then they got into a very bitter argument. Gopinath Acharya tried to prove to him that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was refuting him, saying that the Lord cannot come in this age. Lord doesn't come in this age. And it's all just sentimental. Like Supreme Personality of Godhead. You all guys just see some exalted personality and you brand him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is a typical phenomena of the age of Kali. So many Supreme Personality of Godheads will appear. Then Gopinath Acharya pointed out to him that look, unless and until one receives the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one cannot recognize him. So you are so unfortunate that you didn't receive that mercy. And that's why you are deprived of this good fortune. So this is how they used to have bitter arguments. Then when Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya expressed his concern that this sannyasi is young, so handsome, and so emotional, he won't be able to keep his sannyas. And giving up sannyas means committing suicide. Falling down from sannyas is not desirable. It's very, very unfortunate. So he thought that he would secure him properly in his sannyas order. Gopinath Acharya became furious. What do you think you are talking about? You are going to teach the Supreme Personality of Godhead and you are expressing your doubts about the Supreme Personality of Godhead taking sannyas? When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard that, he said, look, he is my well-wisher. he wishes me well, so if he wants to instruct me, sure I'll take his instruction. And so this is how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu submitted himself to study under Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya started to explain to him Vedanta philosophy. That this material nature is Maya. And you have to transcend this material nature. Material nature that is dominated by mode of passion and ignorance simply makes one cycle between these two modes. And you have to transcend that and come to the mode of goodness. And when you come to the mode of goodness, then you will become Narayan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in this way, he started to explain that the ultimate goal of life is to merge into the Brahma Jyoti. For 7 days he explained. And for 7 days Chaitanya Mahaprabhu listened to him without saying anything. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya began to wonder, is he understanding what I'm saying? Because he doesn't say yes or no, what's the matter? So he asks Krishna Chaitanya, do you understand what I am explaining, what I am saying? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, well, you see, I understand the bhashyas, I understand the sutras, I understand the aphorisms of Vedanta. But I don't understand your commentary, your explanation. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, look, the explanation is meant to reveal the meaning, and you are saying that you understand the sutra but do not understand the explanation. How is it possible? What do you actually mean? Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, Sarvabhauma, your explanations are not clarifying the meaning. Your explanation is covering the meaning. So this is how Mahaprabhu started to point out to him. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quoted one verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. That verse from Srimad Bhagavatam says, Atma Ramascha Munayo, the great thinkers and philosophers, after achieving perfection, those who are enjoying themselves within themselves, within their spiritual identity, Atma Ram. Those who are enjoying Arama in Atma is Atma Rama. And Nirgrantha Api, they are free from all bondage. They have become free from all bondage. Nirgrantha. Granthi means knots. The Riddhate Ridayak Granthi are in our hearts, there are various knots which are actually tying us down to the material nature. So he said that although they are free from all attachments, their heart is free from all material attachments, but still, Nirgrantha Api Urukrame Kurbanti Ahaituking Bhaktim. They render devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So you are saying the ultimate goal is to reach that Brahman Sajujya platform, which is actually the platform the Atmaramas generally attain. But in spite of attaining that platform, why do they become engaged in devotional service? Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was stuck. So which actually means devotional service is beyond the platform of Brahman realization. After being free from all material attachments, one becomes engaged in loving devotional service to the Lord. That is, the devotional service is beyond the platform of liberation or Sajujya Mukti. Sarvam Bhattacharya was completely dumbfounded. He didn't have any answer. So he was defeated. He was so proud that he was the greatest scholar of Vedanta. And here this 24-year-old boy just defeated him. So Sarvam Bhattacharya just went to his room and locked himself up. He was so heartbroken. But then, at the middle of the night, mind you, his door was locked from inside. He saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu standing. In his first he showed his forearms of Narayan, and then two arms of the sannyasi carrying the danda and kamandalu. And then he displayed, in two arms he is holding the bow and arrow of Lord Ramchandra. In two arms he was holding the flute of Krishna. And in two other arms he was holding the water pot or begging bowl and the stick, danda of a sannyasi. So this is how Sarvam Bhattacharya could recognize Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that is the time he actually recited that verse, as Prabhupada mentioned in the purport. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yogam Shikhartham Ekah Purushah Purana Shri Krishna Chaitanya Sharira Dhari Kripam Budhir Jas Tamaham Prapadde. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yogam. The science of Vairagya, detachment, renunciation, which is his own devotional service. In order to teach that, in order to teach the science of renunciation, which is his devotional service. Because only through devotional service can one become properly detached. Otherwise, the detachment is artificial and may not be long-lasting. The detachment becomes permanent, fixed, only when one gets the higher taste. The higher taste of devotional service enables one to become detached from material enjoyment. So in order to teach that, Shikhartham Ekah Purushah Purana, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself has come in order to teach that science of renunciation. And how did He come? Shri Krishna Chaitanya Sharira Dhari, assuming the identity of Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Kripam Budhir Jas Tamaham Prapadde. He who is Kripa Ambudhi, an ocean of mercy, I offer myself unto Him. So this is how Sarvam Bhattacharya, we can see, although initially he did not want to accept Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, eventually recognized and admitted that He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Actually, through these pastimes, it becomes easier for us to accept Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sarvam Bhattacharya accepted Him. So many individuals, the greatest of the personalities of that time, who initially did not want to accept Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, eventually did. So this is the proof that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, none other than Krishna Himself. But He came as a devotee to distribute Krishna prema. So namo mahavadannaya Krishna prema pradayate. The prema, the love that Krishna is enjoying in Vrindavan, in Navadvip He is distributing that. That is why he is Mahavadanya, most munificent, most magnanimous. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol. Does anybody have any question or comment?